Well, I'm once again here at the 2014 BI Purse Seminar here in Chicago, Illinois, and they are happily celebrating 20 years of this seminar, and Dr. Erin Johnson is standing here with me, and she talked today about a little bit about the swine bio portal, but one of the new things that she shared with us was a new data collection app that BI is hoping to roll out here pretty soon. So first of all, before we get into that, Erin, tell me a little bit about your background in the swine industry.
Okay, sure. I've been with BI just over 7 years now, and prior to that, I worked in production. So I spent 3 years in production as a veterinarian on a production team. So quite a vast and varied role over the years. I was out in the field for the first 6 years with BI, and now I am working more on the solutions team.
Well, on the solutions team, one of these solutions is kind of taking this data and rolling with it. And we talked today about, you know, it's pointless to collect it unless you're going to utilize it. And some of the things that you hit on today were that. So hit on the iForm builder that you shared a little bit about today.
Right. So one of our big data gap problems is that we have a lot of data on the farm, but we don't translate it very well into usable information. And so actually we had a summer intern last summer that evaluated 4 different apps that are readily available to anybody that wants to use it. And we chose iForm Builder. So there are other ones out there. This was just the one we chose for our purposes, but they're just simply an app where you can put in any survey and be able to gather that information easily, readily on a phone, upload it, and use the information quickly and easily.
So what type of information are you hoping to collect with this?
So for production systems, it could be something simple like mortality in the barns. It could be just treatments given on a daily basis. It could be temperatures, high lows. But it could be something more in-depth, as if you were doing a vaccine trial or another type of project. You could gather information for that specific project for a period of time using this app as well.
You shared some screenshots of the device on your phone and how they can actually utilize that. Take me through a few of those and some of the highlights that the producer on the farm or the veterinarian on the farm can utilize.
Sure. So I showed just a couple of different ways we could utilize it. One was a site enrollment form. So oftentimes in these area regional control projects, we're enrolling sites into databases. So we need lat longes and we need premise IDs. And that's been a big challenge in the industry to gather that information. But if you had an app on your phone, you could easily go to the farm, stand in front of the farm, say, I'm at this GPS location, grab your lat longe, and then go take a picture of the premise ID or use the barcode reader on your phone and actually record the premise ID appropriately. And that's all now in a database, and now we don't need to worry about it anymore. So that's just one example.
All this data that's being collected, how can you guys utilize it to further the swine industry?
Well, I think it all depends on what you want to accomplish. So it could be as big as trying to enroll sites into an area regional control project, or it could be just as simple as a production system wanting to better understand, is feed flowing in the barn today or not? And so what percentage of barns, when we visit them, have feed flowing or not? Do we really have an issue? Do we not have an issue? That's just another simple example we could use the same tool for.
Talking about the producers or the end user, the veterinarian, producer, whoever's going to utilize this product, what are some of the reservations they might have and some questions that they might have had as you guys are rolling this out?
Yeah, so it's not our app. So we're just showing people that there are tools out there that they can use. We can certainly help them use them and evaluate which one's best for them. But they can easily just grab that information. The challenge is when they're worried about confidentiality. Mm-hmm. And so who has access to that information? Who's going to be able to download it? Who's going to see it? And again, they have to be able to use information. If we're not going to use it, then there's no point in collecting it.
I think that was the take-home message for tonight, or this evening was, you know, if you're going to take the data and take the time to collect the data, use it. If not, don't worry about it. So thank you, Erin. Once again, talking with Dr. Erin Johnson here at BI's Purse Symposium here in Chicago, Illinois. I'm Jamie Johansson.